AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The roller coaster ride on Wall Street went up today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average finished up 550 points. There are uncertain finances in Britain. It raises questions how long new Prime Minister Liz Truss can stay in office. The economic plan put together by Truss about a month ago was torn up today by Britain's new Treasury Chief, Jeremy Hunt.
We are a country that funds our promises and pays our debts. And when that is questioned, as it has been, this government will take the difficult decisions necessary to ensure there is trust and confidence in our national finances.
The announcement did calm financial markets in Britain. President Biden says 8 million people have already applied for his student debt cancellation program.
My commitment was, if elected president, I was going to make government work to deliver for the people. This rollout keeps that commitment.
The number of borrowers who applied during the testing period already amounts to more than a fourth of the total number of applicants the Biden administration had projected would submit forms. Early voting has started in Georgia. Senator Raphael Warnock voted.
Participate in this wild and wonderful experiment called democracy. And part of how we defend it is to show up.
Warnock is in a tight race in Georgia with Republican Herschel Walker. Kevin Spacey testified in a New York courtroom today. He never made a sexual pass at actor Anthony Rapp, who has sued, claiming the Academy Award-winning actor tried to take him to bed when he was 14 years old. The Supreme Court rejected an appeal seeking to give people born in American Samoa U.S. citizenship. American Samoa is the only unincorporated territory of the United States where the inhabitants are not American citizens at birth. Congress is investigating the crisis that left 150,000 people in Jackson, Mississippi without running water. This is AP News. A 250-pound black bear was shot in Connecticut after mauling a 10-year-old boy.
The boy suffered a puncture wound to one thigh, bite marks on a foot and ankle, and claw marks on his back. His grandfather, James Butler, tells the Republican American of Waterbury he heard him yell bear, saw his grandson's leg in the bear's mouth, trying to drag him away. Butler, who uses a wheelchair, threw a metal bar at the bear's head. The bear released the boy, but then grabbed him again. A neighbor raced over, yelling with a pipe, and scared the bear, but it still returned, peering into the house where the family was hiding. That's when authorities got there and shot it. I'm Julie Walker.
A congressional committee released documents showing Donald Trump's private company arranged for the Secret Service to pay for rooms at his properties in excess of government-approved rates at least 40 times during his presidency, including two charges for more than $1,100 per night. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.